Well, Andrea Williams is the Chief Executive of Christian Concerns, the Christian Legal Centre, and joins us now. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
On the basis that not all Christians think gay adoption is wrong, these are his personal views, aren't they?
Well, he was acting as a magistrate, and magistrates are there to bring their personal experience. Here you have a very experienced magistrate of some 15 years. All of his working life involved in public service, in the mental health services. So a man with extraordinary and long experience looking towards the best interests of his child.
But his view is not the Christian. It's what I'm saying, it's not the view of all Christians, is it?
I think all Christians that adhere to an orthodox view of the Bible, it's quite clear there that the Bible says that a family unit is between a mother and a father, children to be raised in that construct, because that's what marriage is.
That is the general view. That is the nuclear family, if you like. But we've moved away from that. You know, there are people, single parents, bringing up children in very, you know, good households and in a great fashion. There are same-sex couples now bringing up children. We've moved away from the nuclear family, haven't we? It may be considered the best way of bringing up children in the Christian religion, but it's not the only way.
I think that what we have here is a situation where Mr. Page was seeking to do the best for a vulnerable child, and there he had a choice to make. Now, he was on a panel of three. What he said was behind closed doors, and what was he saying? He was saying that this little child that he had before him would needed a mother and father. Otherwise, we were going to be intentionally depriving that vulnerable child of a mother. And so he was making that case behind closed doors. What happened next, that child actually got placed into that household because he was one of three and the majority voted against him, his position. Then what should happen? That conversation was then reported to the judicial watchdog, and for that he was then accused of serious misconduct.
Yes.
And that is like your thoughts and your words being monitored by and then being punished. Let's try and look at it. We're going to have to interrupt you because we are slightly short of time and we will run out.
We won't be able to get to all the points. Look, if he believes that, if he truly believes that, and will accept that he does, should he not be excusing himself from these cases? That's the point. It's a bit like a vegetarian, isn't it, working in Tesco's and said, I'll work wherever you like, but I'm not touching the meat. Well, that's part of the job.
Absolutely not. Why should he? His job is to look at the best interests of the child. And what are the best interests of a vulnerable child? To be raised where possible. We know that there are many households where this isn't the case, but they're happy households, but actually to be raised where possible.
Surely his job is to apply the law.
Yes, and the law says quite clearly here. The law says quite clearly under the Family Law Act of 1986 that he has to consider the best interests of the child, and that he was doing, that little boy needed a mum and a dad. Mr. Page was acting as a public servant for the public.
Okay, well, so how far do we take this then? I mean, should Catholics be allowed to refuse to sell contraceptives if they work in a chemist?
I think that very, very often that there are situations where conscience can prevail. In those situations, we can work through. We're actually looking at Mr. Page's situations. We do have situations where pharmacists do refuse to sell the morning after pill, for instance, or refuse to become engaged in abortions because they believe that an abortion is.
But surely then get a.
You could say get
another job then. Do something else. If you are that passionate about your beliefs, do something else where you won't come into contact with the law of the land that offends
you. Absolutely not. There is no neutrality. If you exchange a Christian worldview, you end up with another worldview, another religion, perhaps a secularist type religion, which in fact imposes itself like a religion. Let's not pretend that there is anything neutral, that there is somehow a neutral position on these things. It is not neutral to say that a child can be raised by two men or two women.
It's the law.
The Equality Act makes it quite clear that that sexual orientation needs to be protected, but also religious views need to be protected.
Okay.
And that those two things need to be balanced. And the law in this matter, it protects the child.
Okay.
And Mr. Page's view was quite clearly that the best interest of the child, the paramount interest of the child, was that little child.
Yes.
Needed a mum and a dad.
Well, that little child has now gone to a same-sex couple. So what's going to happen to that child? Are you saying that its future is going to be determined by that and therefore damaged?
Its future, of course, will be different because he's got... because he's got two dads. What we're waiting to do here, where there is an option for a child to be placed with a married mum and dad, we say that all the scientific and social studies show quite clearly that children raised with a married mum and dad have the best outcomes.
Okay.
And as a matter of family policy, that would be a good place to begin our application when we're looking at children that need a home.
Okay, Andrea, thank you. Andrea Williams from Christian Concern.